Kentucky's bourbon barons are sitting down to tell the stories about themselves and their craft.
They always say that if you can make bourbon anywhere, but if you want to sell it, you bet damn well sell it, make it in Kentucky.
That's Heaven Hill Master Distiller Parker Beam. The collection of oral histories is a giant effort by the Kentucky Distillers Association and the University of Kentucky's Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History. Center Director Dr. Doug Boyd says Kentucky Bourbon Tales will preserve the stories and colorful characters for future use and edification.
The generation that really shaped the bourbon industry and where it is today is of a certain age that I think it's really becoming urgent and important to record their stories now.
Now is definitely the operative word, since some of the industry's giants have been silenced forever.
We were able to interview Elmer T. Lee and get that story in the archive. He passed away a few months back. We weren't able to interview Lincoln Henderson, unfortunately, and he passed away last week. It's important to record these stories as comprehensively and as quickly as we possibly can and get those into the archive and make those stories part of history.
The new set of interviews also include bourbon makers Brown Forman, Four Roses, Jim Beam, Maker's Mark, and Wild Turkey, and will be featured in future episodes of WUKY's award-winning Saving Stories series. Alan Lytle, WUKY News.